Cowboys in Kansas City this weekend at the Improv all weekend long. You open tomorrow night?
Start tomorrow.
Oh, and...
And what will you do during the game?
Yeah, what, you'll be on stage during the game?
In the green room.
It's going to be a tight set. Tight set in Kansas City tomorrow night.
When you come to Thursday night's show, you know you're going to get a tight set because you got to get to that game. I told you we're going to go seven.
I have to eat my words and apologize this morning because you went to game three and I thought it was going to be over and Cleveland blew them out. And you and Kim Whitley were, I mean, you got more screen time than I did in Ride Along.
But not Meet the Blacks.
Oh. Not Meet the Blacks. Okay. Just won't let it go.
That's how them types are.
God, Civil? Really?
I know. I have to hear it all the time.
I mean, have you heard this forgiving?
Don't let it throw you off the game, Gary.
I'm sorry, Gary.
Stay focused, Gary. Don't let it throw you
off. Look at Jay.
Every year, if I do the family reunion or cruise, Civil's front and center at those gospel brunches. Clearly, she's not getting the message. Bible says forgive.
And forget. Okay.
Maybe you should listen to Bobby Jones a little more.
Man, ESPN and Stephen A. Smith are just flip flopping. You thought I flip flopped from bandwagon to bandwagon.
Steve's the worst. He'll go, literally, whoever loses, trust it's LeBron and Kyrie or Steph and Clay. And he goes off. Because it's funny, he'll be like, yo. Now you know why he's big time. That's why they pay him millions of dollars. And then if they lose, it's like, if they paying you all that money, you got to step up. You didn't earn your money. I'm like, well, you just said he earned it the last game.
And I remember after game, they went up 3-1. There is no way that the Cleveland Cavaliers can come back from this. They are done. They are finished. Then I watched him yesterday. It's going game seven. I'm telling you this right now. Game seven.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so him. But I will say, Tom, I don't know, did you get those seats or did Kim get those seats?
No, I bought those seats.
Man, you guys, I mean, you were into that game so hard.
Yeah.
You would have thought you were LeBron's long-lost dad. You were so into that game.
And I would have gone to the game Friday night if the Cavs had, you know, given me some seats. And I'd be there tomorrow night if the Cavs would give me some seats. And I'll definitely be there Sunday. I'll definitely be there Sunday if my sons buy me some seats like that for Father's Day. Hint, hint.
Yeah, that's an easy ticket. Thriller and Killer, that should be no problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody's trying to go to that game. Who wants to go to game seven in Oakland? You know what I mean? That'd be an easy one to get. But see, Tom, this is my thing. Now that the jinx is broken and you've proven that you can go to a game and root for a black coach and a win, gives me so much hope for football season. Because now I think my Bengals might go. Yeah. I think they might go.
Give me some tickets
for this season.
Give me some tickets.
Oh, you gotta have tickets. Now you've changed it. You can just your room for them. Now you gotta be there.
Well, you see my work. I work better if I have tickets.
It's Tom. It's one game. Just one.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Don't push it, please. Just can't take the compliment and keep it going. You gotta be like, well,
series
now
is
I
not
need
over
game
yet.
Seven.
Yeah. Me, Kim, and I need tickets. We are good luck. We are good luck charms, but we work best when we're there.
So now it's you and Kim.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 We're a team now.
I don't know.
So the boys need to get you
tickets
for Father's Day for you and Kim.
Right.
And then tickets for themselves, the boys.
Well, I don't. They got children. Let their children buy them some tickets.
Really?
That's the way. That's,
you, okay. Whether you go or not, you're predicting a game seven.
Whether I go or not.
Whether you go or not tomorrow, you're predicting a game seven.
Yes.
What about a game eight?
All right.
We got to see.
All right.
I hope you're right again.
So does the collective Cavalier Cleveland, Nation.
Cleveland Cavaliers, give me a call. If you want me there tomorrow night, I can be there. Boys, if there's a game seven, Father's Day, on Sunday,
have
I can
fun
be
in
there.
Kansas City.